This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Hundreds of Afghans protested outside a bank in Kabul on Saturday. Others formed long lines at cash machines as a UN agency warned that a worsening drought could leave millions in need of humanitarian aid. At the Kabul airport, thousands are still gathering in hope of fleeing the country. The crowds continue even after a suicide attack on Thursday killed 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. And amid warnings of more attacks, the massive U.S.-led airlift is winding down with a deadline for withdrawal coming up quickly on August 31st. The United States military struck back at the Islamic State in Afghanistan on Saturday. It was acting on President Joe Biden's vow to hit the extremists in retaliation for the suicide bombing at Kabul Airport Thursday, claimed by IS. A U.S. Central Command statement said a drone strike targeted an IS planner in the eastern province of Nangarhar. It also said initial indications were that the target was killed. President Biden said Thursday he would strike back at the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate, saying, quote, "We will hunt you down and make you pay." Britain has started bringing troops home from Afghanistan as the country's evacuation operation at Kabul Airport winds down. A Royal Air Force plane carrying UK diplomatic staff and soldiers landed at an airbase northwest of London early Saturday. The returning troops were part of a contingent of 1,000 based in Kabul to help run the airlift. Flights bringing UK citizens and Afghan civilians to Britain have largely ended, though there will be a few more on Saturday. This is VOA News. President Biden has told Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett that diplomacy was his first option, but that he would consider other options if his effort to revive the Iran nuclear deal fails. Biden made the comments Friday as the two sat down for their first face-to-face meeting between the two leaders since Bennett was sworn in as prime minister in June. President Biden told Bennett he was putting diplomacy first in his attempt to nudge Iran back to a nuclear pact. But President Biden promised that if diplomacy fails, we're ready to turn to other options. Bennett said talks about Iran were the top priority for his first White House visit as prime minister. U.S. intelligence agencies are still divided on the origins of the coronavirus, but believe China's leaders did not know about the virus before the start of the global pandemic. That's according to results released Friday of a review ordered by President Biden. An unclassified summary indicates four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with low confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from an animal to a human. A fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. Analysts do not believe the virus was developed as a bioweapon. A spokesman for Myanmar's military-installed government says COVID-19 vaccines will be given to members of the country's persecuted Muslim Rohingya ethnic minority. The Rohingya were the target of a fierce counterinsurgency campaign in 2017 that some critics charge amounted to ethnic cleansing or even genocide. Myanmar faces a devastating COVID-19 outbreak, although the daily number of reported new cases and deaths has been falling. Myanmar's poor public health system was weakened further by the political turmoil caused by the army's February takeover of power from the elected government. The Rohingya face widespread discrimination, and most are denied citizenship and other basic rights. More than 700,000 Rohingya have fled to neighboring Bangladesh. Authorities in northern Nigeria say three separate groups of kidnapped students have been freed within a 24-hour period. The dramatic development is prompting the speculation that some kind of deal may have been made with the gunmen blamed for a spate of recent abduction in Africa's most populous nation. Among those freed were some of the youngest children ever taken hostage in Nigeria. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.